You're with SBS Radio.
The European Union's reached a milestone in its COVID-19 vaccination campaign, with 70% of the bloc's adults now fully vaccinated. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has called the immunisation of more than 250 million people before a self-imposed deadline a great achievement. But she's warned the pandemic's not over.
We need many more Europeans to vaccinate rapidly, to avoid a new wave of infections and to stop the emergence of new variants. And I call on everyone who can to get vaccinated. This is the only way to protect yourself and the others.
Some EU nations have vaccination rates well above 70%, while others in the poorer eastern region of the bloc are much lower. Vaccine hesitancy is holding back the rollout. In Greece, a deadline's looming for healthcare workers to get vaccinated or face suspension. The country's seen a recent resurgence of cases and hospitalizations, largely impacting the unvaccinated. Health Minister Athanasios Plevris has defended the decision to mandate the vaccination of health workers.
There is no punitive treatment for those who don't vaccinate. But the same way a doctor or healthcare worker has the right not to be vaccinated, a patient with a tumour has the right to be treated by a doctor who has been vaccinated. We want all healthcare staff to be persuaded to be vaccinated, first of all for their own health because they're in the battle, but also for public health.
The Delta variant is behind a spike in COVID-19 cases in Kosovo. The government's introduced new restrictions in an attempt to drive down infection rates. A curfew's been introduced and restaurants and bars can only operate outside. The start of school for primary school-aged children has also been postponed for 2 weeks. This teacher welcomes the postponement, saying public health comes first.
I understand the government postponing the start of school. As teachers, we pledge we'll make up for all the missed lessons and we'll support the pupils and students. We believe the lives of citizens is more important than anything else.
In the United States, parents are being urged to get their children vaccinated before they head back to school. After the Labor Day holiday, the last of the country's primary and secondary schools are scheduled to go back. The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Rochelle Walensky, says in addition to vaccination, children should be wearing masks.
Universal masking is critically important in schools for students, teachers, staff, and visitors, regardless of vaccination status. CDC also recommends schools employ additional key strategies in school to keep kids safe, including improved ventilation, physical distancing, and establishing screening programs for students and teachers.
The World Health Organization says a new coronavirus variant, first detected in South Africa, doesn't appear to be spreading significantly. The mutation, known as C.1.2, was identified in May. It spread to most South African provinces and to 7 countries in Africa, Europe, Asia, and Oceania. At this stage, the WHO hasn't categorized it as a variant of concern, such as Delta. Infectious diseases expert Richard Lessell says scientists are yet to establish whether it's more contagious and if it can get around the immune response provided by vaccines or prior infection.
This is just a reminder to us in South Africa and around the globe that this pandemic is still not over. This virus is still changing. It is still finding ways to keep infecting people. And we have to take that seriously and we have to do everything we can to bring down the rates of transmission.
A molecule found in snake venom could be used to combat COVID-19 in the future. A study published in the scientific journal Molecules has found that a molecule in the venom of the Harakusu pit viper inhibits the virus's ability to multiply in monkey cells. Brazilian scientist Rafael Guido says researchers hope to test the substance in human cells.
It's the first step in a long journey. The process is a very long one. A component of the venom demonstrated in this study that it has development potential. It's a long road. We've taken the first steps.
for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.